The Miser of Mayfair, A House for the Season, Book 1, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton. To the Mulcair family, Anne, Tony, Patrick, and Charlotte. History is but a tiresome thing in itself. It becomes more agreeable the more romance is mixed up with it. The great enchanter has made me learn many things which I should never have dreamed of studying if they had not come to me in the form of amusement. Thomas Love Peacock. Prologue. Mr. Glowry used to say that his house was no better than a spacious kennel, for everyone in it led the life of a dog. Thomas Love Peacock, Nightmare Abbey. It had been a long winter, and the spring of 1807 seemed an unconscionable time in coming. The days were blustery and cold, the skies leaden and dismal. But in the heart of London's Mayfair, there were already signs that spring was struggling through the gloom. Daffodils were blowing in the tussocky grass of Hyde Park, and a cherry tree at the corner of South Audley Street raised its weighted branches of pink blossom to the lowering sky. Outside the townhouses, from Grosvenor Square to St. James's Square, brass was being energetically polished, window frames painted, and steps scrubbed in preparation for the season. In fact, despite the chill, there was noise and bustle everywhere, from the blackbirds caroling on the rooftops to the hurrying servants in their new liveries in the streets below.